dip in the nation's economy. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today brushing off concerns of a recession after the Commerce Department reported the nation's gross domestic product shrank in the last quarter.
The GDP, fell to 1.4%, but here's the deal. We also had last quarter consumer spending and business investment and residential investment increased at significant rates, both for leisure as well as hard products.
It was the first quarterly decline in the GDP since the pandemic hit more than 2 years ago. President Biden today unveiling a legislative request for $33 billion for an aid package for Ukraine.
Our unity at home, our unity with our allies and partners, and our unity with the Ukrainian people is sending an unmistakable message to Putin. You will never succeed in dominating Ukraine.
That proposal has more than $20 billion in military assistance for Ukraine and for bolstering defenses in nearby countries. The president also pushing for rules that would allow proceeds from seized Russian assets to be used to help rebuild Ukraine. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin wants a new trial following his conviction on charges stemming from the death of George Floyd during an arrest.
The jury was intimidated by violent protests in Minneapolis and prejudiced by excessive pretrial publicity, including a $27 million settlement between the city of Minneapolis and George Floyd's family during jury selection. Those, some of a number of Derek Chauvin's arguments, now in a filing to the Minnesota Court of Appeals, asking to reverse his conviction for a new trial in a new venue or a resentencing in the case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A rally was seen on Wall Street today. All three major U.S. indexes ending the day with gains. The Dow up 614 points at the closing bell. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A new national poll shows Americans see China rivaling the U.S. as a superpower.
The Pew Research Center survey says a bit more than 8 in 10 respondents have an unfavorable view of China, but the divide comes in how Americans see them. 62% view China as a global competitor, 8 points higher than in January. Only 25% assess China as an enemy. That's down 10 points from the start of the year. These opinions come as U.S. officials describe the relationship as strained on several levels. The same poll shows, as the Ukraine conflict rages, that 70% of Americans see Russia as an enemy, up from 41% in January. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Some fans are finding lower than expected prices for live sporting events.
Inflation? Not for tickets to see Major League Baseball games, at least not on the secondary ticket market, where for most stadiums, the cost to park outweighs the cost to get in. 13 Major League Baseball games Thursday, less than $10 to get into all but one, if looking for the cheapest seat. At the site Vivid Seats Thursday morning, the Rays-Mariners game in St. Petersburg, Florida was the most expensive ticket of the day, a get-in price of a whopping $13. The cost for parking passes higher than the cost for tickets at most games. And it's not only Major League Baseball games with lower than average ticket costs. On the secondary market, 2 of 3 NBA playoff games Thursday night can be had for under $40 each. Jared Max, Fox News.
Citing growing worries about high gas prices, Democratic leaders announced an effort today to give the Federal Trade Commission increased authority to crack down on companies that engage in price gouging. It appears to reduce the possibility of a federal gas tax holiday or offering oil companies more government incentives to increase production. They said the FTC needs more tools, including stiffer fines and penalties, and experts to monitor markets and go after price gouging. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.